Studies have shown that we unknowingly make judgments about people based on their regional accents. Now scientists have evidence that our brains have a hardwired bias against accents that don't sound like our own. NPR's John Hamilton reports from the Society for Neuroscience meeting in San Diego.
Here's a short message read by three different people from three different parts of the English-speaking world. It's made up of samples from the Speech Accent Archive at George Mason University.
Please call Stella. Ask her to bring these things with her from the store.
6 spoons of fresh snow peas, 5 thick slabs of blue cheese, and maybe a snack for her brother Bob.
She can scoop these things into 3 red bags, and we'll go meet her on Wednesday at the train station.
Patricia Bestelmeyer says if you're Scottish, you like the last speaker best, or at least your brain did. Bestelmeyer should know. She's part of a team at the University of Glasgow that used a functional MRI scanner to study the brains of 20 native Scots.
We asked Scottish participants in the scanner to listen to native English accents such as Scottish, American and Southern English, and then had a look at the neural correlates of what they heard.
To keep things simple, the volunteers heard only female voices reading lists of numbers. Earlier research had found that people process words spoken in their own accent more quickly and with less effort. So Bestelmeyer figured the brain scans would show that the part of the brain processing accents wouldn't be working as hard.
You would normally expect a decrease in brain activity, but they showed a huge increase to their own accent.
When the Scottish volunteers listened repeatedly to an American or Southern English accent, their brain activity gradually diminished. But that didn't happen when they listened repeatedly to someone speaking in their own accent. Bestelmeyer says that suggests people are paying more attention to someone from their own group. She says it makes evolutionary sense that our brains are wired to detect accents.
Accents convey important information about the speaker's social background, for example, social status.
And an accent is a quick way to tell whether someone is part of our own group or an outsider. Bestelmeyer's team still doesn't know precisely how the human brain does all this. But believe it or not, songbirds also have regional accents, and a scientist who studies these accents thinks research on bird brains may help explain what's going on in the human brain. John Prather from the University of Wyoming says that, like people, songbirds learn to vocalize early in life and acquire something like a regional accent.
We studied a region of the bird brain that is involved in not only how they sing their songs, but how they perceive differences in their songs. And we found that individual neurons were able to recognize what's called categorical differences between features of song.
In other words, specific brain cells that can recognize a particular accent. So Prather and his team compared songbirds from Pennsylvania with songbirds from New York, and they found specific brain cells in the Pennsylvania birds that responded to songs sung in their own accent.
When the neuron was responding to one category, it would respond very strongly and with very precise timing.
But Prather says when a Pennsylvania bird heard a New York accent, that same brain cell would stop firing.
The neuron would effectively shut down. It would not respond at all.
So as with the people in New York and Pennsylvania, they can recognize each other's speech differences.
Right, right. Yeah, we actually think that's the reason that the Eagles and Giants fans don't get along.
Or at least why their brains start out with a bias. John Hamilton, NPR News, San Diego.